In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We can easily forget that the day is drawing near. We can easily forget that the cherubim are mustered, the seraphim stand in line, ready and waiting for Christ's command to part the heavens and blast their trumpets. We can easily forget that those majestic redwoods and deep canyons, the tallest skyscrapers, and the beautiful countryside will be doused with fire. Not a root or a branch will be left. Your country will not survive. Your house will not survive. Your articles of clothing, the plates, your table. Yes, even your diamonds will melt in the fire. We can easily forget that that day of our redemption is ever so near. All the signs are there. This past week, it seems like a while ago, but this past week we had a supermoon. This past year we had a phenomenal solar eclipse. The heavens testify that Christ is coming soon. Yes, there are scientific explanations for all these things. We don't doubt that. But they still are signs of Christ's return. Jesus did not say that they would be supernatural signs or miraculous signs, but simply signs that he is coming soon. Much in the same way as a parent will tell a child, when the sun sets, it's time for bed. It's natural for the sun to set, and yet it's still a sign that it's bedtime. Changes in the celestial bodies are natural, but they still remain signs of our Lord's coming. So lift your heads up to the heavens and marvel at the beauty God has placed there. But do not ignore the sermon that they preach to you. Do not ignore the signs on earth either. Men are in anguish over the tossing of the sea. This year was the most expensive hurricane season in U.S. history, not to mention the other countries and islands. What are we to do about all this? How can we prevent such disasters from happening? Global warming is the culprit, rising sea oceans. We need to do something. The Paris Agreement. Maybe the weather is just cyclical, maybe not. Maybe these things are good, maybe not. I don't know. But what I do know is that they are signs. Hurricanes, rising water are signs. And so are the fires that seemingly dot our landscape at a more frequent occurrence. They are signs of the great heavenly fire that will someday be poured out on all the earth. Our Lord doesn't tell us to take shelter or run for cover when these things happen. Neither does he tell us to try to figure out how we can stop all of these things from happening, though certainly we do take care of the earth God has given. Instead, he tells us to pray, to stand up tall, and to lift up our heads toward the heavens. These tumultuous signs are buds on a tree. Summer is near, not winter, but summer is on its way, a time of rejoicing, a time of bounty. Destruction and famine are not coming upon you, for the fig tree is budding, not withering. Fruit is on its way, and blossoms are even closer. So your redemption is nearer now than when you first believed. Day by day, it gets closer and closer to you. The signs are all there. Soon the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh will be gone forever. Soon you will see the visible kingdom of God. Soon. Soon. But the word of God will never pass away. So watch and pray. When you see natural disasters, know that these things point to your eternal redemption. When you hear of blood and wars and violence, know that this too points to the salvation that is quickly coming. When you see men frantically running around trying to fix this earth, know that this points to the kingdom of God that is swiftly approaching, the day of your redemption. What is broken will be healed. What is sinful will be sanctified. What is lost will be restored to you in full. Heaven and earth will be reunited in a holy communion. Satan and his minions will be cast into the eternal fire forever, and you will be what God created you to be. his children. So pay attention. Live with eyes uplifted toward those heavens, for fire will consume not just a few thousand acres in Southern California, but the entire earth. Yes, even the sea will melt in its fire. Whether ready or not, it will come. Whether Christian or not, it will come. So watch and pray so that you are ready for that day. Lest your heart be turned away and focused on the wrong things. Your redemption is near. It's the reason you were baptized. It's the day you've been waiting for since you exited the font. The kingdom of God is on its way. So pay attention to the signs that are going on out there. Heed what they say. For the word of God clearly reveals to you that these things are signs of the Lord's gracious coming to you. Do not pay attention to Facebook or Twitter. Do not let the experts or politicians tell you what these things mean. But let your mind be captive to the word of God, which declares these things as a sign of your redemption. That word will never fail you. That word will never pass away. There God promises peace for you. So for you who are baptized, for you who still live in a body of sin and death, the word of God promises hope of deliverance. For you who are frantically running around, busy with this month of December, trying to make sure all your ducks are in order so that Christmas can go off without a hitch. For you, the word of God promises hope of a peaceful and relaxing day. Because it was all done for you on the cross. To paraphrase what St. Paul said, everything was written in the scriptures to give you hope as you patiently wait for your Lord's coming. The kingdom of God is nearer now than when you first believed. The Son of Man is on his way, and he is coming not to punish you, but to redeem you. He's coming to spare you from Satan's fury, from death's gates, and from death's grip. He is coming so that you may see him with your own two eyes and touch the nail marks in his hand with your own two hands. Every ounce of sin will be ripped out of you in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and you will be changed. As the world sees in terror, trees burning, houses collapsing, and the seas all aflame, you will see only him who died for you. As the world cries out to the mountains to fall on them and hide them from the wrath of this Lamb, you will see him and cry out to him with a joyful voice. As a war cry is terrifying to the enemy and yet comforting to those who need their help. So it will be on that day. There will be no greater sound, no greater music to your ears than to hear those heavenly angels sing and to hear your Savior call you home. What joy will be yours? What happiness? What glory beyond all imagination? So pay attention. Live with eyes uplifted toward the heavens. I know how busy our lives are this time of year. Really, throughout the entire year. But hang in there. He is coming soon. The signs are all there. Stay focused each day on why you are here, that you are patiently waiting for the Lord. Lift up your heads, or as we say in a few moments, lift up your hearts. And you respond, we lift them up to the Lord. For the Lamb once slain now comes to be your meat and drink, so you may stand in his righteousness on that day. The word of God has declared you righteous and holy, forgiven you all your sins. And though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the nations are in tumult, that word of God which declares you righteous will never pass away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.